Every day, you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5.
Yep.
And that's 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet James,
the People's Accident Attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station. KTAR News, well, their heads have been spinning all day, and it has nothing to do with that wind. No. Let's get back to Gatos and Chad.
Yeah, there's a ton going on.
There is. I got my own driving range next door. I'm pretty excited about it.
I did see that. There's a part of the building where Chad has just set it up.
I've set it up. I've got a TrackMan thingy. I've got the foam balls. I even had Pablo over there taking swings. Next thing you know, some of the salespeople there are like, what's going on out here?
It's not necessarily what I was talking about with the busy news today.
That's news to me.
News. Hey, there's numbers, math.
True. So let's see. A lot of talk of does Arizona need to do what Texas did and open up 100%? I say no. We're pretty open. Things are going well. We're talking about vaccines today. The whole timeline has kind of been changed now considering your age. Like if you're an essential worker and you're 40 and you thought you were going to get that shot in like 1B or 1C. But it's not necessarily a bad move. But it's 55 and older now. That's who's getting the vaccine. 45 and older will start, what do you think, 2-3 weeks?
I heard it was 48 and older.
That's awful. Because I'm 47, you jerk.
I think two, 3 weeks. I think we're going to roll through this. I think you're going to see it pick up, too, because the amount of vaccines I think that they're going to pump out with Merck and Johnson & Johnson, especially towards the end of this month and into April, are going to be huge. So it's going to really, you know, pick up some steam, and I think it'll be everywhere.
Yeah. So at this time yesterday, I kind of told you the governor's going to he's going to make some big announcement. And it was a gut feeling because yesterday and the day before, you had all these other governors, what I believe, made bad decisions. Texas opening 100%. They don't even know how to get the vaccine right. And you're going to open 100%? Good luck, you guys. Good luck. Here in Arizona, we're doing vaccines the right way. You said it a couple hours ago. We're top five in one study about how we're getting vaccines out there. Bravo. We've been saying it all year, 2021. Arizona's doing the vaccines the right way. I know that not everybody is happy about it. I know that some of you haven't been able to get your parents in. It's not perfect. But you know what? We have almost 2 million shots in arms in Arizona. We're doing better than other states. If you want to talk about numbers, COVID numbers are low. And so yesterday I was kind of telling you, Ducey's going to pull the trigger on something. And I didn't think it was going to be on bars or restaurants, but I didn't really know. Today he makes a big decision on schools.
A big decision that affects not just the kids, but overall, I think, gives people confidence knowing it's going to have a certain sense and feel of normality. Kids coming home saying, Jimmy said what? Johnny did this. And kids having a life again and getting out there and taking pressure off mom and dad who have to stay at home. And one of them makes the sacrifice and struggle with math and everything else.
So it is an executive order that will make school districts give you an option to send your kid to in-person learning. You'll have the option to do that. Not all districts have that. Some districts are home and that's it. So that's all going to change. And I got to tell you, the thing that I hear you in my head, Chad.
Good.
What did you say last year? Where's the plan?
That's it.
Where's the plan? There was no plan in 2020. It was a disaster in Arizona. But I'm going to tell you this. Ducey had a plan this year. And I'll tell you what that plan was. Because this didn't just happen overnight, sending kids back to school. Ducey made a brilliant decision. And I want to give him a ton of credit because other states didn't do it. And before he did it, I was begging him to do it, and he did it. Get teachers vaccinated. And we did.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, you've had ample opportunity to get yourself vaccinated. Most teachers I know are vaccinated. So how do you get kids back in school? You get teachers vaccinated. All these other states dropped the ball. They haven't done it. We did. Most teachers in Arizona have their second shot. Most teachers in Arizona are weeks done with their second shot. You know what that tells me? tells me that the governor had a plan this year.
Yeah.
Vaccinate teachers, get kids back in school, and I'd give the guy a standing ovation today. Yeah, I love this move. It is a great move.
We busted him a lot, as he deserved last year. We busted chops of him and Dr. Kara Crist, and this year they have both they've turned the corner, and some of that had to do with politics. And as we all know, politics is everything. There's a great joke. You can throw a rock out on the ground and hear people start fighting about it. And people did. He's done a good job with this. The question is, people, now the businesses are going to go, okay, what's next for us? And here's the plan if I'm Ducey. What's the plan for essentially opening up? What is your, reintroduction of opening up spaces and, occupancy? Where is that? So people have an understanding of what it is that they're looking for, because I think that would be a helpful thing, especially if you're not thinking about doing anything. At least give people a plan, because too often the communication from especially this administration here has been poor. It's been at times nebulous. It's said there's a little something here. We need a plan, and I think it's good to hear from people so they know what they're working towards.
Okay. So schools and kids going back to in-person learning, if their parents decide that's what's best for them, that was a big one. So is the next one, what do we open up? See, because I got to tell you, if I'm the governor, I don't do anything. I make this announcement today. Brilliant announcement. I think the timing is right with the low COVID numbers, with teachers being vaccinated, with us vaccinating 2 million people. All these sites are popping up all over Arizona. We are nailing it. We're doing really well.
Yeah.
And it's about time. And it's great to talk about. But if I were him, I'd chill. I'd chill on, if you want the kids back in school, I wouldn't move to bars and restaurants. I wouldn't do much with the gyms. I wouldn't do much. I'd get these kids in school, and I would wait.
Well, I think you have to do something at this moment, but right. I think in the next few days, and you have to come out and you have to talk about it and lay out some parameters of where you want to go, what we're looking so we can reopen up, so we don't have to have a situation where we close down. I know a lot of people, I think today, who was it? Was it Biden who called Texas a bunch of Neanderthals or something? Said something silly like that, Neanderthal thinking. Somebody has to take that first step. You've done it now, but also tell people where we're going so we have an understanding. All right, you know what? Hope that it looks like by summer that we're going to get to a place of a majority of normal things. Maybe you wear a mask inside, but outside you don't have to wear a mask. Maybe you can, just give people a look.
Ducey avoided all that.
Yeah.
He avoided talking about masks. There were many states that said the mask mandate is gone. Well, the pandemic's not gone. It's a stupid move. Ducey avoided that. He didn't go anywhere near that. What he did was got teachers vaccinated, and he's sending kids back to school. That's a home run ball.
Yeah. And the other thing
that's a home run ball.
Is there going to be pressure from other Republican governors on Ducey, as well as Republican senators and that are highly, who think of Ducey, because you got to think about this. He's thinking about the future as much as he's thinking about today in his personal life.
But he also knows that he blew it last year with opening up too early after the shutdown.
So you got to get this right.
So coming up next. Earlier today, we talked to Kathy Hoffman, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. You're going to hear what she has to say. She likes the move from Ducey, but she doesn't like the timing. What does that mean? It's coming up in the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, the big announcement coming down from Arizona Governor Doug Ducey today on schools and in-person learning. Joining us now is Kathy Hoffman. She is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Thank you for joining us. Our first question, do you like Ducey's executive order? Do you like the fact that he wants all parents to have an option to send their kids back to in-person learning at school?
I think we've all been on the same track recently, where with the decreasing numbers of COVID cases in our communities across the state, and with the, it's been such a great improvement to have so many of our educators and school staff have access to the vaccine and get vaccinated. We were definitely all headed in the same direction toward the same goal. I would say the timing of this is a little bit like whiplash for the field, because many of our districts and charters have already made their own plans, and this lines up pretty well with many of their plans. So for many districts and charters, they're either already offering in person or they were planning to offer more in person after spring break. So for those schools, there's no major interruption to their plans. But for the districts and charters that had different plans, this is causing a lot of disruption to their planning, especially since some of our schools start spring break next week. So this only gives them the next couple of days to make plans, to communicate this to their families and teachers. That's the current circumstances for our schools.
So you like the plan to get the kids back in class. You think the timing is off, though. What do the schools have to do to make sure that everything rolls smoothly?
Again, it really depends on the district or school, if they were already planning to have in-person instruction in the fourth quarter, then hopefully they've already been actively purchasing the supplies that they need for in-person instruction and already thinking about what instruction will look like and the staffing that would be needed for in-person instruction. Keeping in mind, since this is saying that virtual could still be an option for families, being able to staff in school, in-person instruction, and kids who are learning online is challenging for our schools to navigate. Previously, what our schools had been doing anytime they were making shifts in their model was sending out surveys, surveying the families, trying to get a gauge of how many students would be coming in person, how many would stay online. So this just doesn't give a lot of planning time. So again, I think the direction is on track with what we all want for our schools, but it's very rushed.
Talking to Kathy Hoffman, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction. Ducey went out. He did this. This does involve you, obviously, your top teacher kind of thing. What kind of input did you have, if any?
I did not have any input on these plans. I did speak with Governor Ducey yesterday for about 15 minutes, and we did touch base on where schools are at, but it was not shared with me that we would have this major announcement today.
Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman is joining us, the governor, with a major announcement today, an executive order. He wants schools to give the option to parents to have in-person learning. So how will these school districts implement proper mitigation strategies to open the schools for the children entering the schools? And how do they keep the schools open? What kind of mitigation strategies are ready to go?
I think as long as we continue with vaccinations for educators and school staff, and then everyone's wearing masks in the schools, along with social distancing and all the other layered mitigation strategies, the research is showing that transmission of COVID-19 can be very, very low in our schools so that it can be safe for in-person instruction.
What about the parents? I mean, parents out there, they're worried, but what's going to be their response? Because I know a lot of parents we've talked to a lot today said, look, you know what? My kid's been going to school, charter school all year, and I know charter schools have picked up and public school enrollment is down because people are looking for one thing, assurance that they're not going to get in. And then all of a sudden, April 1st, something happens and the rug's pulled out from under them and the kids are back home again.
Under these plans and under the executive order, the only reason why we would see a sudden closure like that is if there is a substantial outbreak that would have to be confirmed by the county health department and the Arizona Department of Health Services. And so I think families and parents would agree if there's an outbreak in the school, then yes, we do need to take serious measures. But in other circumstances, again, our schools want to have stability. They want to have time to communicate their plans and make sure they have all the proper procedures in place to ensure that the school year can continue without any kind of yo-yo effect, especially between in-person and virtual. So I think our teachers are excited to have kids back in the classroom if they've been in remote learning, especially if they've been in remote all year. But there are families, too, that I've heard from educators and parents that are still nervous about sending their kids back to in-person and that they like the online options. So I do think going forward, we are going to continue to see a mix because families are choosing the online options as well.
If it was your decision, March 15th, would kids return to school in person, yes or no?
I can't possibly make that a yes or no question. There's so many factors at play here, but I do think that working towards the end of March would be an appropriate timeline. And our schools are already headed in this direction. I'm grateful to see that we're going to have more and more in-person okay. In the near future.
All right. Kathy Hoffman, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Thanks for joining us. All right. So there you have it. Kids going back to school March 15th or after spring break. And it all depends on the parents. Now, you have an option. You can send your child back to school, or you can keep your child home. I think a lot of parents are going to send their kids back to school. And, you know,
kids are...
Chad, we keep talking. There are a lot of good days this year. It's totally different than last year.
Yeah, there seems to be hope and optimism. Yeah. And I also think there's a lot of people that are just like, we're doing this, right? Like, we can't live like this anymore, and we recognize that.
Well, I mean, it's a lot easier when you have the vaccine, and it's a lot easier when you have low COVID numbers, and it's a lot easier when your teachers are vaccinated. No reason not to go back.
No.
All right, coming up next.
Nope, coming up next.
Pop quiz.
Call this number.
602.
There you go.
277.
Yeah, some more of those.
58.
Yep.
27.
Pop quizzes.
Yes.
Those numbers.
True, false questions on the day's news. Chad wants to give you a prize. I'm going to do my best to make sure you don't walk away with the prize. So call now.
Pop quiz.
All right.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right, let's see if you know the day's news. That's why we play pop quiz, true and false questions about all the day's news.
All the day's news.
Chad has a prize. He'd like to give it away. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to try and trick you so you don't win a prize. One phone line open, 602-277-5827.
Let's go to Lorraine. Let's start it off with Lorraine in Phoenix.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming. Shout out to Lorraine.
Wasn't Lorraine the mom in Back to the Future?
Was that her name?
She was.
See?
The coolest Lorraine. There's also the song Sweet Lorraine.
Sweet Lorraine.
I don't know that song. Okay. Here we go, Lorraine. Pop quiz.
It's nice that you guys are friends right before you say you're dead to me. And
I know. QAnon conspiracy theorists believe that former President Trump will be inaugurated on March 5th. True or false?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say true.
No, you're dead to me. It's false. It's March 4th. See, I told you.
That's right.
I'm nasty.
You are nasty.
277.
Did you like that, Lorraine? Was that fun? How was your radio day?
5827. 277.
277-5827. Call that number. Here we go. Let's go with Lisa Mesa in Broadcasting Live.
All right. What movie was there a Lisa in? I guess we should continue this.
A Lisa?
Oh, lots of movies.
Whoa, here you go.
Lisa? I don't know. Okay. Let's see. QAnon people are not the sharpest tools in the shed. True or false?
True.
No, it's so true. CDC says that 96% of school children are still unsafe for full-time in-person learning. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
True. You didn't get it, Lisa. There's no movie for you.
No.
None. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
Boy, you are tough.
I am tough. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's happening, man?
How you doing, man?
All right, Mark, pop quiz, true or false? Let's see. Under Governor Doug Ducey's new executive order to reopen schools in Arizona, parents will still have a choice to keep their kids at home. True or false?
True.
It is true. Under the same order, schools will have to reopen by March 17th. True or false?
I think that's false.
Oh, you're right. It's not the 17th. It's the 15th. I tried to get you. Good job. Let's see. Thanks to Zoom, more and more men are starting to wear makeup. True or false?
Oh, my God. True?
It is true. The mullet hairstyle is making a comeback. True or false?
True.
It is true. How is that true? I don't get that.
You know what it is? They're saying
they're blaming it
on people being stuck at home and not getting haircuts for a while, and then they're just like letting it go.
Oh, goodness gracious, mother of all creatures, big and small. All right. Let's see. Experts are worried that the Arizona Coyotes games are super spreader events for COVID. True or false?
Repeat the question.
Experts worry that the Arizona Coyotes hockey games are super spreader events. True or false?
True.
It is true. I just bought tickets to a Coyotes game. True or false?
You just bought tickets to a Coyotes game?
Yeah.
That's true.
That's false. You're dead to me.
Dead! All right. Couldn't get to everybody today. We apologize.
You know, he was one question away from getting the prize.
He will work it.
Is that not?
I'm inside of him now.
Just one question.
So close, yet so close.
What a news day. Becky Lynn's got it all, Arizona's Evening News. Everything you want to know about Arizona, vaccines, sending your kid back to school. I'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.